Well, hello there. My name is Obaloa Emmanuel Akinyi-Tayo. I'm the CEO for Oba's Imagery. And with me, I have...
Fahimi
Emi. And Omolewa Emmanuel, also known as...
Thank you very much. Well, hello there. You're welcome to True Talk.
Yeah.
Here we discuss real life incidents, we discuss things that happen, we discuss everything we come across.
Daily events,
the madness and chaos in our society and how they relate to us individually, how we perceive them from our angles, and how everything comes around us.
Everybody's point of view.
Yeah. So you are not forced to agree with us. It's not compulsory. Do you get? Like, if you don't agree with our views, you can actually hold on to yours. Everybody's view is accepted. Everybody's view is welcome. Please stay tuned and listen to us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi. So today we're going to be talking on a very sensitive topic, which is body shaming. Body shaming, it goes both ways. It goes both masculine and feminine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It goes every way we can think of. So
it affects the child also.
Yes.
Very, very important. Very important.
Well, now we're going to be discussing what body shaming is, and PC is going to be giving us the dictionary meaning of body shaming before we go deep into it.
The definition of body shaming is the practice of making critical, potentially humiliating comments about a person's body size or weight.
Wow.
Humiliating comments.
An example of body shaming is telling a child they are too fat. And it's also when thin women are told they are too skinny.
Yeah. A child and the women. Now look at that dictionary. That dictionary only spoke about a child. Yeah. They did not specify the gender though. And then the second example went to the women. They did not speak about the men. They did not speak about us. Why? Is it fair? Don't men get body shamed too?
Like, we get body shamed the most.
That's just example. They're just giving
just
example.
An example.
Like, why is dictionary example? Like, why is it giving
I try
us
to
that?
Say that the dictionary is a feminist or something
well,
like
sexist.
That.
Sexist, yes. Yes.
Well, I have this tweet here from Fela in Versace. Fela in Versace. And he said, apparently, mocking a guy for his height and penis size, which he can't increase anyhow, is fun.
Yeah.
But calling a girl fat is body shaming, although she can reduce her weight with exercises and daily diet. And he has these emojis of thinking, like,
really?
Can we really relate? Really? Can we put all of this together? And I feel body shaming goes both ways, yeah? And I feel to prevent body shaming, there are some particular things you can do. I'm not saying it's allowed. I'm not saying anybody is permitted to body shame anyone. But if you feel bad when everyone talks about some particular thing that you can change in your body, I'm not saying something you can't change. People with scoliosis can't change themselves without really expensive surgeries that are really risky also.
Yeah.
It's not even about being able to afford it. Can you stand the risk? Can you stand the risk of not being able to walk after they've tried to correct your back that is not straight? But being fat, some people will say it's hereditary. They'll say, my mother was fat, so I'm allowed to be fat. Or you say, my daddy is big, I have the tendencies of being big too. I'm like, how do you see it? Like, don't you think if you go to the gym, you'll not be big also? Or if you watch what you eat, you don't eat food by what time? What's time now? This is 12:42 a.m. Are you meant to be eating at this time of the day? So I'm drinking palm wine, but
I meant to be drinking palm wine by this time of the day.
I don't have any issue with my body.
The thing is, I think the female body has like easier tendencies to accumulate fat, so that's why, like, I don't know, you discover that ladies, they eat less but then they gain more weight than guys, and you see guys that like they eat very, very humongous size of food,
yeah,
and like their weight doesn't even go anywhere, like shame you get. So I think that's it basically.
Yeah. So then we have Vox. Vox is one of our Twitter influencers, and he said, "Women are quick to say a guy has a big stomach. You all know you can't handle body shaming. If I tell you point blank that you are ugly with a backside that looks as straight as a wallpaper,
you'll fall into
depression." That is very,
that's very different.
Well,
I don't think it will affect everybody. It might not affect everybody the same way. This another girl might just brush it off, and then somebody else might take it very seriously.
Yeah, but you know, the person that's going to take it very seriously, yeah, is the same girl that will say, "I can't date this guy, his stomach is too big.
I can't date this guy, he's too short."
Yeah, that is too short.
Like, that is too short. Like,
okay, God did me a favor by not allowing you to be below 5'5", yeah? I'm above 5'5", I'm not going to say I'm up to 6 because that's a lie. But then, yo, this girl shouts, "He's too short." I have this particular friend, yeah? She went on a blind date to someone, and then she got back home. Uncle has a range. But I know spec differs, but aunties complain all through the whole thing. But he's too short. he's too short. I'm
she
like,
can deal. Okay.
And
she
that's
can.
Body shaving. But if you tell that girl now that her ass is flat, it's problem. Is it her fault?
You tell her that her belly is big
or her stomach is.
Tell her that she's pregnant.
Yeah. What do you guys think about, like, what's your opinion on body shaming and then actually stating facts? Because
well,
we're
I don't
actually
know.
Saying what they have.
Yeah. Yes. But I tell you what you have, but you say you're body shaming you. I'm actually not insulting you when I tell you you are flat. Like, okay, no, I don't have to tell you you are flat, but in the description of you,
yeah,
what do I see? I should say you have breast that is not big, or how do you want to? How should I
well, I think
say?
You should just look for other things that you can, like, use to what? Describe the person. Basically, I don't know, maybe like the face or something.
Okay. You say she's light skinned. She's light skinned, not too tall, not too short. How would they know? There are like 200 people that are in that same place. Everybody's wearing the same dress.
Yeah.
How do I know?
The
thing is, there's a very, very thin line that separates this body shaming from like saying the or stating the facts, like you said. And that thin line, I think we should talk about it. Like, we should talk about that very thin line, because, like, okay, we're trying to say someone is fat, or you want to tell someone that they are fat and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing about body shaming is, I think body shaming is doing it intentionally to hurt the person,
yeah,
to humiliate the person, according to our dictionary meaning.
Yeah.
But then stating the fact. Well, let's know what's your motive behind stating the fact. Now that motive is now going to determine whether it is body shaming or I don't know. Maybe Oba is my guy now,
mm-hmm,
and maybe Oba is wearing a pot belly now, and I'm like, guy, do you need this pot belly? If you don't need this pot belly, let's be going to the I don't know if you get.
Yeah.
She get. That kind of thing. I'm stating the obvious, but then I'm not body shaming him. I want him to be a better person, basically. Oh. So I'm not body shaming him.
Yeah.
But then when I'm like, see your belly, God forbid.
That's body shaming.
Like,
yeah, that's
like outside body
please,
shaming.
Please. By the way, I do not have that. My abs are complete, please.
They are not complete.
I've been seeing alpha.
So no. Like, I think we should like draw that line between body shaming and stating the fact. And I don't know, sometimes it's not compulsory that we state the fact. Like, we see some people that are fat, like,
you don't
just
let
sleeping dogs lie.
but I have please, I don't know. This is more like an advice,
mm-hmm,
to parents that may or may not listen to this. Or if you have a sibling that is still young and you are seeing signs of obesity in this person, please, I don't know how to emphasize this thing. Fat people used to die. Like, blood does not flow freely in their bodies, and then that's why you see them, they've drawn a little bit and then they fainted, or there's these different troubles that comes with them. There's just a lot of troubles that come with having too much weight on your body. And then when they are young, that's the best time to cut these things off. Like, ensure that these people start working out, make them jog, reduce the amount of food you give them in the night. Like, try to make them reduce the things that make them fat.
I think what he's trying to say is you should just make a conscious effort to control like what is going on in those children's lives.
Yes.
Like, okay, you know that. Okay, your family, you guys have that fatty tendency, basically. I don't know, but then if I know that my family will have that fatty tendency, basically, I'll try and make sure that my children don't have to go through that phase of body shaming and stuff like that. I don't know if you get. So, like, okay, I know that. Okay, let me say, my grandfather was kind of big, and my grandmom was kind of big. My mother is kind of big, and my father is kind of big. Get that kind of thing. And me too, I'm kind of big. I know what I went through during childhood. I'm not big, please. I'm just giving an example. I know what I went through during childhood, and I won't want my child to go through that. So why won't I just take some preventive measures and prevent my child from going through that, instead of just okay, it's in our blood and that's how we are. You understand? I don't know. We tend to just say that that's how we are, instead of trying to
look for that's how he was born.
That's how he was born.
What is that nonsense?
No, don't say that.
If you make the child work out, if you carry that child, you yourself, that I think if you are fat, you want to.
Because being fat, let's look at being fat. Like, it has a lot of health demerits, basically. Like, okay, people that are fat, they there's the tendency of obesity comes in.
Yes.
Then heart failure comes in. How does that heart failure come in? Fat begins to grow inside your vessels, your blood vessels.
We are not medical related people here, so please don't mind our diction. But
so your blood vessels begin to get blocked by your fat chest and stuff like that. Should you understand? So we want to try and be fit, like. And this goes to everybody. We should try our best to be fit. It's not just like for the fat people. Like,
yeah.
We should try our best, like, to be fit. At least take a walk or something.
No, it's because we go jog 10 minutes, you don't die.
What's the level?
Show my English. I always speak pidgin well, but Omo, you suppose work out. Even if you don't work out, do one or two things. No, be say you go enter AC to car, AC to car. No, be you get car now, shoe. Sometimes stroll in your area. Go and buy lollipop. That is 20 minutes away. Walk.
Go and buy noodles. Go and buy noodles
from inside supermarket. Those guys have enough money. Go and walk.
Go and buy from that malam beside
malam
your house.
Malam is beside your house. Your estate is your house is inside, deep inside your estate. There's always malam by the estate gates. Go there. Go and buy your indomie from that man. Then you walk back to your place. Won't you be happy if you do that every once in 2 weeks, safe? At least you know that you sweat a little bit. Then before. I want to round up this session. Before we go, if you cannot handle body shaming,
do not body shame. Please don't do it. If you can't handle body shaming,
me
that.
Like this, I can shame you. I will not shame you, but I can know that if you insult my body from A to Z, it will not pay me. I'm a fine boy.
I know.
Money, I will make this money, yeah? But say I'm fine, I know that one. So you can, there's no way you want to insult me. I'm short. People are still shorter than me and they love me.
I don't know, I wouldn't say that you're short, like your average height.
See, I'm okay. I'm very, very okay for myself. You insult me and to pay me, to not pay me.
I think this issue of body shaming. Let's take fat out of this, because it looks like when we talk about body shaming, like the main thing we're talking about is fat. You see this issue of heights. Tall, dark, and handsome. Tall, dark, and handsome. I'm looking for tall, dark, and handsome. I'm like, yeah, you can be tall. You cannot be tall because I'm not really tall. But then you can be dark, you can be handsome. I'm dark. That kind of thing. She get. But then, ladies, I feel, well, sometimes we. Well, why am I saying we? You guys place your bars too high and stuff like that. That's more reason why you guys end up being, or you ladies end up being played and stuff like that. She gets tall, dark, and handsome.
Suppose check yourself first too. She gets, don't be the one where they tell you, see if he shoot above your bar, but check waiting you get first. What are you bringing to this table? Aside financially, how much is your beauty that you want to carry me? As per. If the worst thing you should do is don't go and fall for a fine boy that knows he's a fine boy when he does not like you. See, it's going to be end in tears. It's simple as that. This is far from body shame, it's small. It will end in tears. Don't go and think that, okay, I like this boy. maybe my boobs and my ass, we call him, half are your face, half are your brain, are they working well? Is your, like, are you fine? Are you attractive? Can I post you on social media and not feel bad? Aside that one, that's by the way, is your brain working? She get she brain is shishing. You need to have sense, because everybody's hustling now. Nobody wants to stay with someone that does not have sense. Well, we're already deviating from our topic. This one will bring you back.
Don't worry, we'll probably take this. We'll still talk about this body shaming. We'll still talk about this body shaming and spec. We have to also draw a line between body shaming and spec.
Knowing your spec.
There was a time I brought up this I won't call it argument, but then I brought up this discussion between me and like a couple of my guys, and we're like, where do you draw the line between body shaming and like defining spec?
Stating the obvious.
No, not stating the obvious, like defining your spec as a guy. Okay, you see some guys, they tell you that, okay, see, I don't like girls that are big at all. She gets. That's and some over. Guys will tell you, Omo, I don't like slim girls, that kind of thing. Then some babes will tell you, Omo, he must be tall, dark, and handsome. Some people will tell you, actually, some babes, they like guys with pot belly.
To be very, very honest, during my internship, I think in 2013, I met this friend of mine that said she likes guys with some pot belly. She's like, oh, I be rubbing. Oh, but your stomach is flat, his abs you have. What? I cannot rub it.
Funny enough, I
felt pain that day. Well, I like that.
Funny enough, I saw something somewhere. I don't know how true that is. It said like men with pot belly, they tend to last longer in bed. I don't know how true that thing is. That they have some, like under the belly, there's some form of energy stored there that makes them last longer in bed. That kind of thing. I don't know how.
Okay.
So I don't know how. We're supposed to cut this here, but then. Let's see. We'll wrap up very soon.
Yeah.
Okay, again. So, I don't know how that can happen though. But then, I'll look into that. Then maybe we'll talk about.
How are you going to look into it?
I'll go and do my research. I'll ask my medical people, and they'll be able to give me something on that.
So to cut this off, to say we are done, please don't body shame. You cannot accept to be body shamed. Mm-hmm. Don't do what you don't want others to do unto you. Even the Bible says it, do unto others as you wish them to do
unto you.
So no good they do pass yourself. If you know me, then do this thing for you, no do unto person. If you know me person, do unto you. Simply don't do it. Just do your lean. If you feel you are not, I'm not going to say anything. If you feel you are, just do your lean. If you feel you are not, do your own lean. Chill, get like, you are not fine, stay your lean. If you are fine, stay your lean. Just know where you are meant to stay. Don't go and jump your boundary. And then you stop and start crying. You come to Twitter, you start crying.
You start lamenting.
See, you look for trouble. They gave you trouble, you are crying. It's not, no good. Some of you go tweets, you reply under somebody's tweets, you insult the person. Somebody uses your avi and insults you with it, you start crying that they're insult. See, you look for the trouble. Why are you crying? Okay. Well, as the hot, don't finish for today, and we are saying our goodbyes for now. Please tune into the next
episode. Yeah.
We'll decide what to discuss, but for today at least, body shaming don't really come out of our mind.
No, it never come out finish. You see, there one little still, but, don't worry, I'll give you guys, like,
the next thing we'll talk about, yeah, is this spec, and you should rate your spec, rate yourself with your spec. Nobody jump at your, do check yourself that, before you give yourself spec.
See, this is like a trailer for the next like episode. You see, that's defining your spec and body shaming. Like, I don't know, some people tell you that they cannot be with fat girls. I don't know, should that be called body shaming? I don't know if you understand. Some people are like, they can't be with short guys. Are they body shaming,
or they are just defining their spec. What they will be happy with?
Because if you want to be in a relationship with someone, you can't be in a relationship with someone that you are not attracted to.
Exactly.
So people are attracted, some people are attracted to thick girls, people are attracted to slim girls. Like, I know people that you see some, I don't want to body shame. Some really slim girls, and they're like, "Oh, this is the aspect." I'm like, "You don't like boobs, you don't like ass." And they're like, "Oh, no, I don't need them." You understand that kind of thing? You're like, "Fam,
what I think,
fam." I don't know if you get, but then these are people's specs. So, like, I think that's what we'll talk about in the next episode. So, in next episode we'll talk about that, and we'll try our best to reach a reasonable conclusion.
Right, for now. Bye for see now. You all. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of True Talk. Today we're going to be discussing a really sensitive issue, a really really sensitive topic, and Emmanuel will be introducing this topic to us.
Alright, so basically today we're going to talk about the topic pedophilia. Am I right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So people that exhibit this whatever they're
demonic.
Called. Let's not call it demonic.
Demonic okay. Act of.
But like.
Oh, then people that exhibit this, they're called pedophiles. Yeah. So BC is going to tell us what.
Yes,
is
BC.
She's going to tell us, give us the dictionary meaning of pedophile.
Over to you.
Pedophilia is a psychiatric disorder in which an adult or older adolescent experiences a primary or exclusive sexual attraction to prepubescent children. That's dictionary.
Okay.
So to me, that's dictionary meaning that she just read, but to me pedophilia is the demonic act of being sexually attracted to children, to people below the official age of sex, people that are really tiny, that are really small, and it's everything wrong. Pedophilia is everything wrong. Being a pedophile is everything wrong. I see
everything
it's,
wrong.
There's no way it's correct. They say it's a psychological issue, but I don't even get it. Even if it's a psychological issue, I feel they should be cut off the parts of their bodies that they use to do this act should be maimed. Like, they shouldn't be killed immediately. They should be made to suffer. I don't know. Do you feel they should pity them?
This is getting extreme.
How do you pity someone that rapes like a 3 months old baby? Like, what explanation do you give to that? Like, it baffles me.
Well, I don't know. At some point in time, I began thinking that these pedophiles, they have like, they are possessed. Like, that's what I used to feel like, because I'm like, why would you as a man, like, okay, you leave grown up women, like, I would rather you even pay money to a prostitute and have sex with a prostitute than to even, I don't know, have sex with a minor or something. Like, just go and have sex with a prostitute, just do that. At least that person has passed the legal age of, you know, whatever.
That person knows what she's doing. She's making money. At least it's business. Like, people use their bodies for business. You didn't force her to become a prostitute. You went to where she is. You asked her for transactional sex, because that's what it is. But when you carry a 3-year-old or a 3-month-old and you are 40, you are 50, I hear also for these trailer drivers and the things they do. Not even trailer drivers,
not just trailer drivers
around.
There was this story. I think sometime last year. There was this story I heard about one man, I think a 60-something-year-old man, also hearing on the radio, that I think it was his grandchild that he raped or something, and he was sent to prison, and he was granted bail, and he left, and I'm like,
what the hell?
I don't know if you understand, like, why?
So we understand that rape is horrible. First of all, rape is terrible. Why would you want to rape someone when you can pay for sex? Like, why? Not saying you should pay, but like, why would you rape somebody? There are avenues where you get, like, this. Come on, it's 21st century. It's everywhere. But then you now can't pay someone. You pay someone, that's fine. We're not complaining about that. That's chilled. It's some people's means of livelihood. But then you choose to see somebody that has said no to you, or someone you don't even know, then you force the person open and then you rape the person. Then that's even on that case when the person is above 18 and the person is matured.
Yeah.
Then you go below the age of dating, you go to someone of, you go to a 3-month-old, what attracts you to a 3-month-old?
Yeah, even if you want to see, they say that this is a psychological issue, but then, how do I put it now? We've heard about cases of people that, people that murder people, and you know, they claim they have some form of psychological issues.
Psychopaths.
Yeah, this psychopath. Yeah. So like these psychopaths, in the court of law, I don't think they will be pardoned, would they? Help us, BC. Would they be pardoned?
They won't
be pardoned because definitely you took a life. I don't know if you understand. So you having a psychological disorder and saying that you're a pedophile, I don't think you shouldn't be punished. You should be punished. If you have a psychological issue, if you have a mental issue, should check yourself. Like, you should take care of yourself. Like, that's the first thing you should do. Go to a psychiatric hospital. Like,
there are medications for everything suspect, right now, you know.
If you suspect that you are having or you have some strange attraction.
Is evil spirit that went and is this 10-year-old girl?
Yes.
I would say that is this 10-year-old girl that I'm interested in.
I don't know why. How?
You will see like, one very sexy woman there. You're not seeing another just very little girl.
Basically, this was the case. So today, you know, we met and we're talking about some finding the result from afar. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
We started up from afar. Mm-hmm. That's the same way some good somewhere is going to see some ways that they are still holding, someone that you just didn't tell your education for. And then that's what you want. How? Can you even fit in? You can't fit in.
Okay, forget
the poor girl open up.
Like the effects of the effects these children have, like after this event, is diseases.
They are sick.
Countless.
Most of them are stitched up.
Like, why are we
they are traumatized.
So like, why are we going so far? The first thing that they are going to face, like ripping a 3-month-old baby, the first
pain.
It's not even pain. It's death.
Pain.
Because that child is not even, the body of the child is not even mature enough.
Very like, fragile.
Really, really fragile. Like the body is not even mature enough to even, I don't know.
It's some kind of pain.
Like, because
you can't, if you throw that child on the floor small, she's crying and nearly died, then you're not
throwing the child on the floor.
If you don't hold the child,
I feel enough. Like those kind of children, when you throw them to the floor, they scatter.
Their bones are not really formed.
Yes.
I don't know if
I legitimately can't hold a 6-month-old yet. I can't. I'm not ashamed of it yet. Maybe until I'm ready to marry. But right now, I can't. Like,
Alpha marriage now, guy. Recently, people don't even follow you talk about marriage. What's the level?
I don't understand. Two people have focused me on marriage this week. Guys, I'm just 23. Come on. I don't even believe it.
What's the level now? People are already. Alpha, me, I won't wear a bandana.
Not a rag, but wow. Wow, how do you jump from talking about the people?
All right. Let's not digress too much.
Alright, so for me, I feel if a pedophile is caught, it shouldn't be let to go free anymore.
Okay.
If it's a guy, I feel his penis should be punished. Like, don't touch his whole body, just tie his dick to his string, like with his string, and pull it. Let him just stay there for hours. You know the way they actually how do we get this cutting of the foreskin, like for babies, circumcision.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to be. He should go through another one. He should go through circumcision at 40. At an old age, every single day, just tight for like 3 hours. It won't cut, but the pain.
It will register this frustration in his brain.
Let's try and see things from.
I know it is very difficult
from their perspective.
Yes, now let's try and see things from their perspective.
I can't.
You can't. All right. So,
how can I do that?
Like,
I don't know. If
I'm sorry, someone, I can't even get
to someone. Let me say something. So, if you, as a person, you discover that you have this strange attraction towards children. First of all, I don't even know. Like,
wow.
I think if you let's even say like this, I think the first thing you need to do, you need to go and visit.
Pastor.
It's not pastor. go and visit a doctor. Let's even say you're not a Christian. Because me, first thing I would do, I would pray. Mama,
Nigerian in me. Pray because, and fast.
Yes.
Because mommy,
that is not
mommy, there's a problem.
It's not explainable. Can't explain it.
Children that have not even grown up at all, they don't even have like any attractive future. They have not grown. There's no figure shape yet. Nothing of that nature.
There's no figure.
There's no figure.
It's just yet. A child that is trying to be healed so that she can survive. Some way that is still sucking breast. You survive.
You're not telling me attractive.
You are balabaoshi.
I think the first thing you need to do.
And these people, they defend themselves like that. They are affected psychologically.
That's how they defend themselves. In foreign countries, you actually see a lot of them. Like, there are so many foreign countries, and yes. I was really wild.
But then the fact that you're psychologically, you have like some psychological issues, doesn't mean like people should not begin to suffer. Like,
put it up as
can we justify the reasons for killing by a psychopath? We can't justify that. Like, lives are lost. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Lives are lost, so you cannot justify killings like unnecessary killings when it's not as if you are fighting for a cause or something.
And some of these pedophiles, like some of them, after raping the children, they kill them afterwards. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, I know.
So now you kill the child after raping them. You traumatize the parents also. You make somebody carrying a child for 9 months. After she's done with that stress. Do you know, even before those 9 months, they would have been trying to give birth. Because not everybody that does should sound, it works.
Yeah.
People will try. So let's look at this couple. Let's just paint a couple here. They've been trying for the past 5 years. Yeah. They finally get pregnant. They carry that child for 9 months with the whole stress, with everything with it. Let's say they didn't have so much money. So where they are living is not easy. Then they start to, they finally give birth. They are just done settling hospital bills, or they aren't even done. Because some of them actually leave the hospital still in debt. But then, based on 1 or 2 months, they are allowed to live there to pay back later. 3 months into taking care of my new child. Sorry, not my child, God forbid. Taking care of the child. You motherfucker. You set from hell beast goes, finds your way. Go to penetrate a child that can they even piss well? Those they use pampers, can they even how do they explain to anybody? Well, I'm stopping to stress my brain, to be very honest. I'm mentally stressed.
The thing is, the bone of contention here is like nobody agrees with pedophiles, and we all think that they should be punished like accordingly. Like, please, I don't know, what's the law like against pedophiles? Like, are they supposed to be sentenced to death, or are they supposed to be jailed for like a certain period? Please help us check that, like, because we really need to know what the punishment is for these people. And this is this issue of pedophilia is something that people like a lot of people get away with it, and it's, I don't know, I think it should be looked into. A lot of people get away with this.
Like the man that got granted bail.
While
is trying to get that up for us, I'd like you that is going to be listening to this conversation we're having here to think about it. What do you think is the cause for this thing? Like, what inspires pedophilia? What inspires pedophiles? What gives them the morale? Because you have to have something that's giving you morale. I like a woman because of some body parts. Like, I'm not willing to share right now. But why? Like, what do you see that attracts you? Tell me so that let's look at it. So that we'll look at it from the equal aspect. That these guys fight over. Okay, I prefer us to be okay.
Yeah.
So you tell us what you see that's attracting you if you are one. Tell us, if you aren't, I suggest you should start hating those people and praying for them.
Because the thing is, we might not take this as a big issue now, you know, because, you know, like, we don't know anybody that has been a victim yet.
Yeah.
But God forbid, we don't wish it happens to anybody, but someone's king now. Like, someone, like your own child. Imagine your own child being molested by, you know, a sexual predator. You won't. It's not something you want to even imagine. It's not something you want to imagine. So, I don't know. I think this is an issue that should be looked into. Basically, I think it's an issue that should be looked into. Basically, and
That will be the basic end of today's discussion, because right now we are all angry. That's what it is. We are all angry. Although we tried to smile at some point here.
Yeah.
We tried to digress because it was actually getting really
intense.
Annoying.
Really intense, yeah.
And we didn't plan for that. So please message us. Just leave your messages behind. Tell us how you feel about all of this. We will be back soon. Miss us not, okay?
Alright, thank you guys. Thank you guys.
Bye.
Bye.